such a multicultural diversity in Coventry, organizing an international week seems to be just the right thing to do. This Wednesday, it was all about Latino, so here's what pops in your head when you hear Latin culture.
Dancing.
Tacos.
Vibrant. Cha-cha-cha.
Electric.
Mexican.
Indiana Jones.
Warmth. Happiness.
Really old.
Carnivals.
Clubbing.
Brazil.
Salsa.
Did you hear salsa? Here is more about perhaps the most famous Latin dance from the Coventry University lecturer and salsa teacher Ahmed Malik.
Salsa became part of my life after going to a salsa club, and I saw the people dancing and enjoying their time, interpreting the music in a very nice way. For me, it was like one of the few dances where I see people actually listening to the music and then do their moves, not just come up with the same move every single time.
Seems the Latin culture is all around Coventry University, even in the Ellen Terry building, where you can find the journalism lecturer and professional flamenco player Mark Cassian.
I play flamenco because when I was very young, I went to study the guitar in Spain, in Sevilla, which is the capital of flamenco country, the capital of Andalusia, and I trained to be a professional guitar player when I was 13. One of the most recognizable forms now of European music. Everybody knows, usually as soon as you hear some flamenco, they know what it is, but they don't really understand much about it. It's become very popular. It's a strange thing because it's a very difficult music. Many, many people in Spain don't like flamenco. Flamenco is only for the south, and most people find the words very difficult and the singing very difficult. They find the poetry very difficult. It's not for everybody. In 2006, I decided to write a book about Camarón de la Isla. He's the most famous flamenco artist there's ever been in the whole 300 year of flamenco. I was lucky in many ways that I was able to see him over the years. He was an incredible fan. And then when he died, it was a terrible thing. I had to make a program for the BBC. 100,000 people came to his funeral in this tiny place in Cadiz, in La Isla San Fernando. And ever since then, he's become bigger and bigger and bigger. I've made three records. I made my first record in 1983. And then I made another record. I made one in the 90s. But I don't tend to make records now because there's not a lot of money in flamenco records. And so I've only ever made two or three records. But you can still get them. But more important, I think, for me at the moment is the book. And I'm writing another book on my experiences in flamenco.